and cried through the lattice, "Why is the chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariot? Of his chariots." Amen. I'm preaching tonight when the chariot wheels don't roll. When the chariot wheels don't roll. Amen. His wise ladies answered her, "Yes, yea," she returned answer to herself. "Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey, every man a damsel or two? To Sisera a prey of divers colors, a prey of divers colors of needlework, of divers colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil." But the chariot wheels didn't roll. Amen. It happens to good and bad. Sooner or later, there comes a time when the wheels stop rolling. Amen. Because the commander has left the chariot. Huh? Amen. Get away from that chariot, you dirty dogs. What in the world are you doing in that chariot? Amen. And no sooner did they fight the dogs away from the chariot until they climbed back up in it again, and some of them are hanging around outside lapping something. Amen. Yes, God has fulfilled a 20-year-old prophecy. Elijah had told Ahab, in the place the dogs licked Naboth's blood, they're going to lick your blood, Ahab. Amen. The chariots may keep rolling for a while, but after a while, the wheels won't roll anymore. They backed Ahab's chariot down to the river. Amen. And washed the slick blood out of it, where he bled to death. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. But just as surely as Ahab's chariot wheels no longer roll, amen, Jehu's does roll. Because God's chariots keep on rolling. God's chariots, praise God, don't stop. Amen. And the anointing of the Lord is upon Jehu. And God's already said it. Praise God. What's left after the others have slain Jehu shall slay. Elijah prophesied that too, with tears running down his face. Amen. Jehu would be the last in line of those that would bring vengeance, praise God, upon the house of Ahab. Amen. And the dogs shall lick your blood, and the dogs will eat Jezebel. Jehu comes riding into town. Boy, ain't nothing wrong with his chariot wheels. Nothing wrong with his progression, no sir. Amen. He rides right up to the city. Amen. And Jezebel attires herself and sits in the window. And her profile is plain there in the window. As old as she is, she's probably still beautiful. Amen. And as she attires herself and paints her face and positions herself in the window, and not in a position of mourning neither. Amen. Jehu rides right up under the window and shouts, "Who's on the Lord's side?" The chariots of God are 10,000 times 10,000, praise God. And when Elijah was surrounded and the armies was around the wall, and Gehazi was the servant of Elijah was walking back and forth, and "Master, what shall we do?" as he wrung his hands. And Elijah said, "God opened this young man's eyes that he might see." And all of a sudden he saw the mountain full of the chariots of the Lord. Amen. And he said, "Hallelujah, Elijah, Preacher, there's more with us than there is with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the chariot wheels of God are still a-rolling. Hallelujah. Jehu said, who's on the Lord's side? And some eunuchs appeared in the window as if to say, we are. Amen. And he said, throw her down. They didn't have to question who he meant. Praise God. He meant that arch deceiver, that arch godless woman who had led a nation in idolatry. Amen. And paid the fare of hundreds of false prophets to prophesy smooth things unto her. Amen. But now the reckoning day is coming. The righteous blood of Naboth must be avenged. Amen. And folks, ain't nothing swept under the rug. Hallelujah. God knows everything that's going on. Hey, amen. And God will avenge the righteous which cry unto him day and night. It's in both testaments. How much more, he said, in the New Testament shall God avenge his own elect which cry unto him day and night. Amen. Glory to God. Throw out the window, he said. Praise God. And they threw out the window and dashed her body against the stones of the pavement beneath. Amen. And Jehu rode on into town to celebrate, to dine. Amen. And to feast before he went on to another victory. And a second thought struck him. He said, go back and bury that woman, Jezebel. She was at least a king's daughter. She was a queen. Amen. Go bury her. And he went back and tried to find her. And all he could find was the palms of her hands and maybe a foot. Amen. He couldn't find enough of Jezebel, hardly to bury the dogs that eat the bones. Amen. Of Jezebel, and left nothing for evidence, it would seem. Amen. Hey! Her chariot wheel stopped. But God's chariot wheels kept rolling. Amen. Did you ever notice that all the people that spoke out against God down through the ages, amen, everybody that troubled the kingdom of God, they're gone. Amen. Everybody that troubled the prophets, they're dead. Amen. Hey, amen, the chariot wheels have stopped and the horse has died in the field and his bones are bleached in the sun. Amen. But God's people are very much alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this. Hallelujah. 58th chapter of Isaiah. Amen. The Lord shall guide thee continually. Amen. Well, let me go back just one more verse, because I'm not going to get to the full gist. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, listen to this now, and satisfy the afflicted soul. Are you listening? Then, that means there's some conditions attached to future prosperity. Amen. If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. It can't even hardly get dark where you live. You spread so much light. Amen. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. Huh? Come on. Sometimes, amen, we don't need to get caught up in all this dieting stuff that's in the world. Amen. You know what a lot of it is? It's pride. They think someday they're going to appear on TV and they'd like to look good. Amen. Amen. But you might need that spare tire sometimes, so don't feel too bad about it. Amen. He said he'd make fat thy bones. Woo! Say amen, Dennis. And thou shalt And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water. I like to have my picture took between Dennis and Mike. It makes me want to show it to my doctor and show him how much weight I've lost, you know. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Whoo, what's God going to do to you because you dash your bread to the hungry and satisfied the afflicted soul? Why, he said, I'll make you like a spring of water. Just soon as some water runs out, I'll just pour more in and keep you going. Keep the wheels rolling, Mike. Hallelujah. Praise God. They had the givenest revival at Brother David Miller's church this last week that they about ever had. Amen. God just, it was a great revival, a great move of God. Amen. Folks got healed and delivered and set free. Praise God. But they got delivered of their money and stinginess. Maybe it's already delivered. I don't know. Amen. But I got there just in time for them to give the last amount to the evangelist, which ran it over $4,000 for the 5 nights that Brother Russell McDonald was there. Amen. And so he's going to go home and pay some things off, he said. Amen. And it don't happen that way in every revival, folks. Huh? Amen. And they just gave $4,000 to Brother Russell McDonald, and they'd had a lot of sickness and a lot of hospital bill and stuff, and amen, and God had brought them out, but you still got the bills, and he's going to go home and pay some things off. Amen. And Brother Mike, what's his name, came up from Texas. Huh? Maxon. He came up from just out of the clear blue sky, flew up to be in the revival, help out pastor down there in Texas. Amen. And he just got in just like that was his home church, and he got in and sung and glorified God. And amen. And him and what's the black brother's name? Ghost David. Brother Roland. Him, Brother Roland, would sing over there for the altar call. And Brother Mike, you know, he told Brother David, said, we got a problem over here. Said, what is it? Said, I'm trying to sing black and he's trying to sing white. And but they just kept singing. They got it all together. Amen. And Brother Maxon kept singing, and Brother Roland, praise God, he'd get turned loose shouting. And they gave Brother Maxon, just coming up visit revival, $1,000. Amen. And Brother Brian was home from revival to be in the revival. Amen. And they handed him $1,300 that week in the revival. Amen. And Brother Dave said, because I was, you know, preacher keeps the evangelists and takes them out and take care of them and everything, so they helping the preacher special, said, they gave me over $800. And he got to counting up, and the church had give out over $8,000 that week to the preacher that came. Amen. Now, folks, that's a spring. Amen. You get to springing like that, God gets into it. Hallelujah. And pretty soon, hey, it's like Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. It's coming out of the ground 36 minutes an hour. Praise God. Amen. And they've got a lake there, and they've got a dam there and a waterfall there. Used to have a hydroelectric plant there. Amen. And have three of those dams down Spring River. Amen. Making electricity. Amen. Now that's a spring, brother. When you're running three hydroelectric dams off that one spring and producing electricity for Arkmo Power. Amen. But that's what they're doing. Amen. And when God gets in anything and he makes you a spring, it's a sight. how you're blessed. You'll be blessed, and folks think you're lucky. Folks think, well, he struck it rich, or he's just, you know, that kind of person. No, it's God. Amen. God will help you. Praise God, as you help God's people. He said, if I deal thy bread to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, I'll make you like a watered garden. Amen. I'll cause you, amen, to be like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Amen. And they that shall be of thee, that's those that follow you, Dave. Those that get saved on you are your children. They that shall be of thee shall build the old ways places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwell in. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to be holiness and enjoy it? Happiest people in the world, praise God, are holiness folks, and they enjoy it. Amen. Amen. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, look out now, and from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, come on. Whose pleasure are you supposed to be doing on his holy day? The Lord's pleasure. Amen. Remember, we're supposed to be obedient. We're supposed to please God. If we're going to have favor with God, we're going to have to please God. And it's not pleasing for us to take the day that the whole church across the whole world has taken and set aside the world over to worship and glorify God. A day of rest. At least until more recent decades. Amen. Hallelujah. We put God first on his holy day. Huh? Amen. And call the Sabbath a delight. I mean, we call it a delight. We delight in it so much that one fellow wrote an old Southern quartet song one time and said, every day's going to be Sunday by and by. Amen. Call the Sabbath a delight. And the holy of the Lord, I'm still talking about the chariot wheels that don't roll. Amen. And thou shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways. Well, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to do my own thing. I've got to work out my own salvation. Yeah, but somebody's following you and somebody's counting on you, and you need to be responsible to somebody. And the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you. That's me and the men of God. Amen. And if you're going to be blessed, you're going to have to be obedient. Amen. And not doing thine own ways or finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Ain't that a sight? Amen. Then, having met all these conditions, the 14th verse, he said, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places. I'm telling you, folks, God's wheels are rolling. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We need to follow God. We need to do God's will. Amen. Your sin will find you out. Praise God. But your dedication and obedience and humble service to God will also find you riding on them high places. Hallelujah. Those high places in God. Hey. High places of the earth. And feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. Amazing. Amazing. God is so blessed, Jacob, but his blessing and his prosperity is going to go on forever and forever. The only reason he's not being blessed today is because God had to take a recess because of Jacob's sins. But some of these days he's going to get back in, praise God. Amen. And God's going to bless him after all, and he's going to bless him forever and ever, praise God. He said, I'll feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Hey, amen. The wheels of God still roll. God's chariot wheels are still rolling. And the saints are on board, come on. And they're riding upon their high places. Amen. No wonder Brother Croucher can sing, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher, hallelujah, than yesterday's sin. Why? What's it mean? I left all this Sabbath breaking. I left all this tight wadding around on God. Amen. And penny pinching on God. I left it all behind. And I poured my soul out to feed the hungry and satisfied the afflicting soul. Amen. I invested in the kingdom of God. Amen. And God has turned around and made a spring out of me. Amen. It never goes dry, even when it's dry everywhere else. Amen. It's springing up here. Hallelujah. Hey, the more you do for God, the more God can do for you. My. And now, hallelujah, here I am. Higher than I've ever been. Higher than yesterday's sin. Where eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Amen. Hallelujah. One day, Elisha looked up, praise God, and here come a chariot, and he looked around, and there Elijah was, stepping right through the whirlwind as God made a door in a chariot of fire and a whirlwind, and Elijah stepped on board, praise God, and started going up, and Elijah cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, praise God, amen. But God wasn't done yet. No, sir, the chariots of God were going to roll for old Elijah too. He looked up and he saw something coming down like a kite, amen, without a string on it, hallelujah, amen. He looked a little closer and he could tell from the color, amen, why, that was old Elijah's mantle. That was his overcoat. Praise God. He picked up Elijah's overcoat. Brother Warren Moorhead said he got something he could feel. Glory to God. Amen. He picked up Elijah's overcoat. Amen. And spoke the waters of Jordan and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And I think if you could have heard the sound effects, it would have sounded like chariot wheels splashing old Jordan dry. Amen. And Elijah walked back across Jordan like I walk the aisle of the church, because God, amen, had knocked the river dry for him too. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. One day, amen, Joash came to the side of the dying Elisha. Amen. And here Elisha is in his dying hour. And Joash the king says, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Now that's my way of saying Arkansas language. You're so important, we can't never do without you. Amen. You're the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Hallelujah. But just before old Elisha stepped on board, he said, wait just a minute. Hand me a bow. Amen. And he put his hands on his hands. Amen. His old body was trembling and shaking and palsied. Amen. But he took aim back through the window and shot an arrow with the young king through the window and said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, praise God. Amen. And he said, now you take the arrows and smite the earth. And the hesitant, pridey king was like a lot of us when you say, raise your hands and praise God. Let go. Let God have his way. And we keep whispering. We're afraid to even speak out loud our praises as we seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the altar. We half-heartedly seek God's blessing. Amen. My God. Amen. And the King thinks to himself, I'm going to have to humor this old dying old man. He's beside himself. He's senile, you know. But I'll strike the ground. And he struck the ground three times. And the prophet was angered in his dying hour. Amen. He said, you should have smit the ground five or six times. Then you would have pursued your enemies till you consumed them. But now you'll only have the victory three times. And the chariots are going to stop. And you know what stopped the chariots of Joash? Amen. His unbelief. His hesitance. Amen. And obeying the man of God. Yes, it kept him from complete and total victory. Amen. Oh, your chariots will roll. Three times your chariots will roll over your enemies, but you didn't take it serious. You didn't obey like you should have obeyed. Amen. You should have smitten the ground five or six times. Hey, you need to be rough on the devil when you get a chance to be rough on the devil. When a prophet of God tells you something you can do, amen, to be rough on the devil, do it. Because when the devil gets a chance, he'll be rough on you. So you better smite him while you got a chance. Smite him while the people of God's telling you, smite him. Go while the people of God's telling you, go. Amen. You better let them wheels roll while you're able, praise God, to commandeer the horses. Hallelujah. Amen. Hang on to the reins, glory. Let the wheels roll. Amen. Before you're ready for it anyhow. If Jesus tarries, your earthly chariot will stop. There ain't no wheels rolling 6 foot under. Go dig up any of them you want to. Open the casket lid and see if they're doing anything. Amen. Our work's over in this world when we come down to the end. Amen. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to get ready, praise God, to step on another chariot that'll take us out of here. And as old Elijah went soaring through the heavens with a whirlwind and a chariot of fire, I could imagine he could have sang, if he'd have knew the song, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Stand with us tonight, praise God. Lord, help us to roll while we can roll. Help us to go while the wheels roll. Help us to do while we can. Help us, Lord, to use what we've got in our hand. Praise God. To be a blessing to the souls of men. We pray in Jesus' name. And on our hands to labor. And on our feet to run. And on our chariots to roll. Oh, glory to God, because the time will come that the horses will stand still. And the chariot wheels won't roll. And if they do, we'll not be there to command them. Help us to go while we've got the choice. Help us to do our best for God while we can choose. Amen. And as we make the right choices tonight, answer the prayers of those that call on God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. They're coming. Praise God. They're coming.